As hostilities about the ongoing impeachment process continued, a moment of bipartisanship came together in Washington this week. Democrats announced their support for the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. That's the trade deal designed to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, better known as NAFTA. The new deal could have significant implications for U.S. auto manufacturers. Joining me now to talk about those implications is Kristen Dechek. She's a vice president at the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with a bit about NAFTA, which is still in effect. From the perspective of U.S. automakers, what have been the biggest pros and cons of NAFTA?
So NAFTA, you know, started in 1994, and it really, over time, has created this extremely integrated supply chain in North America where we build cars together. So parts are crossing borders multiple times. They don't pay tariffs when they do that. And it's allowed the United States to have a much more competitive auto industry in the world. Every place in the world that makes cars uses some low-cost content. It's part of the recipe globally, and ours is right next door in Mexico.
The final version of USMCA hasn't been released, but we do know many details about the agreement. Currently, if 62.5% of a vehicle is made in Canada, Mexico, or the U.S., it's exempt from tariffs. Under USMCA, that percentage jumps up to 75%. Which automakers would be helped and hurt the most by that provision?
Well, here in Michigan, the home team will do pretty well. GM, Ford, and Chrysler are fairly close to complying with that. And I want to point out the 62.5 is on a list of parts. It's called a tracing list. And anything not on that list is just deemed originating. That just means they just assume that it came from North America if it's not on the list. The new rules require virtually all of the parts to come from North America. It was one of the criticisms, actually, and Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, pointed out, you know, there's things on the tracing list that aren't even in cars anymore. So this is a much more modern and broadly encompassing all parts way to count the content of a vehicle.
On its surface, that might seem like just an advantage for the Detroit 3, but then there are automakers like Honda who also have a lot of their parts made in North America already. Is that right?
Absolutely. So Honda and Toyota are also fairly well positioned. And, you know, producers that produce in the U.S. and for sale in the U.S. are not going to need to meet the rules because they're not really selling very many of their vehicles in Canada or Mexico.
Another requirement for the auto industry would be that 40 or 45% of the auto content must be made by workers earning at least $16 per hour. What would be some of the practical effects of that rule?
Big componentry to the auto industry, engines and transmissions and things that cost a lot and make up a lot of the value of the vehicle will need to be made at that higher wage. It's effectively a peg that it has to be made in Canada or the United States. They can still produce vehicles in Mexico and meet that rule, and that might mean that there's a little bit more automation in order to get the wages higher.
Kristen, what else stands out to you about USMCA so far in terms of the auto industry?
I think the auto industry has been battered by uncertainty on the trade front for a few years here now. This breakthrough that the working group and got buy-in from the AFL-CIO and the Democrats in Congress that this is going to move forward resolves a huge uncertainty. There still remains a lot of things that aren't yet nailed down in trade policy, but this is extremely critical to the U.S. auto industry to have some certainty about future trade within the North American bloc.
NAFTA has been in place for more than 25 years, and I won't ask you to project that far, but in 5 or, say, 10 years, do you expect that USMCA will be considered a major shift for the auto industry?
I don't know if it's going to be considered a major shift. You know, the U.S. International Trade Commission's report showed the economic effects are fairly modest. It's because we're starting from a base of already having free trade within the bloc. So I think, you know, on the margin, we'll see more content in North America. A lot of that will be aimed at the United States, and you know, there could be more jobs in the industry.
Kristen Dechek is with the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor. Kristen, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.